possibility. At Babby's house, Babby's house, everybody is family. Oh, welcome to Babby's house.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Babby's House on the radio. I am your host, Babby Mason. And I am so blessed and honored that you take time out of your busy day to join me today. You know what I love about doing this show? First of all, I get to do it for the glory and the honor of the Lord and to make him look good. And that's what we live for, giving God glory. I say making him look good because I want to make him look appealing to others. So they desire maybe something that they see in me or in the work that I've done. And they say, I like that. Where does that come from? And they see his light shining in me. And so my light shining in me will make him look good and make him look good in all of his glory. And that is what Babby's House on the Radio is all about. And here on Babby's House on the Radio, we enjoy speaking with music artists and authors, literally from all walks of life, from all around the world. They bring their experiences from different genres or different stories. And that is what makes this show hopefully very interesting. But we also enjoy speaking with artists and authors whose names and careers that you might be familiar with and that you may have known and even loved for a while. And that's the kind of artist we have with us today. You know, you're on Babby's House on the Radio, you just never know whose story you might hear. And that is why I am super excited about today's guest. She is a dynamic artist, singer, songwriter. She is a Dove Award-winning recording artist and songwriter with over 25 years in the gospel music industry, and not just in the gospel music industry, but also as a jazz artist. She is extremely diversified with experiences as well as her music being in numerous genres. So it's very difficult, and I love this, because this is something that I try not to put on myself or anybody, and that is putting them in a box. And I love that about her music. She hails from the greatest musical city ever, near where I grew up in Jackson, Michigan. She is from Detroit, Michigan, and she is from a musical family as the daughter of a pastor in the Churches of God in Christ. And she is also the sister of none other than Vanessa Bell Armstrong. She is a global artist, having performed literally all over the world with artists such as Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, and others. So let me welcome to Babby's House on the Radio none other than Margaret Bell. Margaret Bell, thank you for joining me here today on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Babby. It's my pleasure.
The pleasure is absolutely mine. I want to jump into the interview. Margaret, I know you grew up in the church. Your father was a pastor, and I love the fact that we have so much in common, because maybe there is a similar experience that we can share. But you grew up in the church. Your father was a pastor in the Church of God in Christ. And Vanessa Bell Armstrong is your sister. And sometimes, at least in my experience, sometimes pastor fathers will push their children or shape their children in the way that they feel they should go, you know, depending on the need or the gift that they see developing or the need that the church might have. In my particular case, it was the church needed the piano player, and I was taking piano lessons, and our piano player moved one day, and Daddy said, "Okay, Bab, today you're going to play." And I was 9 years of age, you know, and leaped into the deep end of the pool and played for my daddy's church for almost 20 years. So in a way, you know, my dad saw this possibility because he had a need. Is that a similar experience in your story, or did you just naturally gravitate to a specific place that looked like music? Tell me about that.
You know what? No, actually, we do have a similar story, because I was 5 years old when my dad began to pastor the Church of God in Christ, Mount Everett Church of God in Christ in Detroit, Michigan. And my sister Vanessa, is so funny, she was over the choir, if we had one. So she was in charge of the singing. My older sister, Charlene, she had taken piano lessons as yourself. And so actually she was a concert pianist. She began to play the organ. And at that time, we might have had maybe about, just starting out, of course, we may have had about maybe 10 members. You know, it was a little storefront church in the beginning. And I was part of the congregation with my mother. And so it went from that to, and I can remember at the age of 5, I remember them putting me up on a chair and so that I could reach the microphone. And I sang my first little solo. So basically, Debbie, we were the church. Me, my mom, Charlene, and Vanessa. We did everything. We did it all.
I know that's right. You did it all because there was the need. But, you know, back in the day, or even now probably in most parents' life, you know, out of that need, you just jumped in there and you did it. Because yeah. Mama and Daddy wanted you to do it, and they believed in you, and so even as a child, you learned to walk by faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as you were growing up, though, there of course your father helped to, and your church helped to shape that. But when did you begin to walk into your musicianship, and how did you know, all right, this is the path that I think I want to pursue? When did you begin to understand that?
Well, you know, being a part of the choir and having been one of the leads of the choir, every time there was a song that came around that was a soprano, I had a really, really high voice. And so I got all of the soprano leads. Any song that was high, Margaret's going to lead it. So I got used to singing and performing, per se, for an audience at a very young age. But that went on to, by the time I got to high school, I went through my entire high school. I think when I became a senior, I decided, and I was in the choir in high school, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to try out for the talent show. And I got in that talent show, and it was so funny because I was going to sing one of Phyllis Hyman's songs. I know you remember her, Babby. I think it was Bet You By Golly Wow. And I mean,
of course, we love Phyllis Hyman.
I was just practicing this song, and all of a sudden, God spoke to me at a young age, really. He spoke to me, and he told me, he says, I don't want you to sing that song. I want you to sing something else. And I guess it was a gospel song. It was a gospel song, and I won the talent show. And so I thought, okay, well, God, you changed the song. You know, I sang this song. They accepted the song. Okay, all right, maybe this is something that I need to do. And then at that time, my sister Vanessa, Belle Armstrong, had started recording. I think back then she had done her first record. She did the Peace Be Still. And we were in the studio. So she used us as the background. So we were recording. I started recording at the age of 16, 17. I liked it a lot, and I thought, you know what, I think this is where I want to go. Because the funny thing is this, now really, if we're just going to get into it, I applied for Wayne State University, and I got accepted at that university in the School of Mortuary Science.
Is that right? Really?
Yes. I was going to be a mortician, I thought. I had went, and we had viewed the school, and we toured it, and we, you know, I mean, it sounds kind of gruesome, but it was something that I was into at that time. I really was. And, you know, they had the...
I don't feel that's gruesome at all. I just think that is marvelous. God's got people everywhere. We have to assume it, all those gifts and talents, you know. I just think that's just remarkable.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I knew I had the stomach for it because everybody else in the class was getting sick. And I was just in awe. I was like, oh, my God, look at this. Oh, an autopsy here. Oh, what is this? And I was really into it. So I thought at one moment that that was my calling. I'm like, okay, God, where you're calling me into this field, and this is what I'm going to do because I'm interested in it. It, you know, it lights my fire. And the next thing I know, I got a call, actually, from Oral Roberts University. And they were offering me a scholarship to come and be on the live telecast, the Richard Roberts Show.
So they actually called you.
You know what? They did. They did. By way of B.B. Winans. Because B.B. Winans and I, we grew up as friends. We've been really good friends ever since we were children. And at that time, he and Cece had already left for the show that they were on with Tammy Faye Baker.
And, right, exactly. PTL
you know,
Club.
Remember, yeah, the PTL. And I remember B.B. calling me first and saying, listen, they need a female, and actually they're looking for an African-American female to fill a slot for the Richard Roberts Show. And he said, I gave them your name, and they're going to be giving you a call. And so sure enough, they did.
So that's how you became one of the ORU singers. And you, yes. So you actually got a music scholarship to go there to ORU, and you became one of the singers. And we saw you, saw the ORU singers on a daily basis, because the show, you know, back in the day when the PTL Club, the 700 Club, Oral Roberts program, you know, those songs were huge back in the day. And we would you know, I would see the ORU singers, and I would see BB and CeCe on the PTL Club. And so it was a mark. It was one of those things that a little girl from Detroit could say, oh, I want to do that. You know, so you inspired so many people, you know, you did. You were an inspiration for so many singers, and you know, like me and like yourself, who wanted to land in those places. But let me ask you about this, because coming from Detroit, and having your own experience as a pastor's daughter and your church, and then going to Tulsa, which was a long way from home, you know, to a campus, to television, meeting people who were not necessarily like you, or sing this kind of music that you were familiar with, or having the same kind of background, you know, was there a challenge, you know, navigating any of that, or was it just sweatless to you?
Oh, my goodness. No, it was a challenge, Bobby. I went through it. But I was determined to stick it out. I never will forget. I would, in between my classes, they had telephones. That's back in the day. I'm dating myself. Back in the day, they had telephone booths. And they had them spread out on this wide campus. And I never will forget, I would go to that telephone booth and I would call my mother. And at first it would start out with a conversation. You know, I'd be like, Mom, you know, and I'd talk. The next thing you know, I'm crying. It got so bad, and I was so homesick, because there was not many that looked like me that went to Oral Roberts University at that time. So everything was just so different. That was the first time I had been away from a home. You know, I'm coming from a close-knit family. And so I would call her, and she would pick up the phone, and I would just start to cry. She would sit there and hold that phone, Babby. And then after I finished, she would say, you can come home if you want to, darling. You don't have to be there. And I would never succumb to that. I would just tell her, I'll talk to you later, Mom. And I would hang up the phone. But I had spent the whole time just crying. She had just spent the time listening to me cry. And it was so funny. I had another challenge, too, that I had to deal with while I was there on campus. And that is me being an African-American. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. I was a little thicker than the other girls that were part of the singing group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I was saying I might have been about a size 7, you know, but we're talking about them being a size 0. So that made me, you know, that made me look like I was coming in a whole nother way. So they were always on me, honestly, about my weight. And I had to get used to that was something different for me, you know, because I'm thinking.
Even at a size 7.
At a size 7. Because I'm thinking all of the girls that I know back in Detroit, Michigan, or what have you, you know, we're all the same size. You know, we're all pretty much the same size. We're good. You know, we're young. We're good. But when I got here, I was, you know, I was different. And
it was a different world.
Absolutely.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in and logging on to hear this great interview, I'm Babby Mason. This is Babby's House on the Radio. And I have the awesome privilege today of speaking with Margaret Bell, who has such a beautiful, diversified story coming from Motown, from Detroit, Michigan, the city where the great music is just in the water. And a musical family, a great pastor father, a sister, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, who has already blazed a trail of so many years. But Margaret, you are still singing. You recently released another single, and it's called Gotta Keep Moving. And I wanted to hear that single here in just a moment, but I want to get the story behind the song, because the lyrics say, gotta keep moving, keep my feet on the floor, find my tomorrows, and run towards that door. Is there a personal story here?
You know what? Indeed, Babby, there is a personal story. I think that was written at a time when it was most difficult. I was going through a divorce. My marriage was falling apart. For those that don't know, I had married a professional football player from the NFL. And I pretty much hung up my microphone. I did. And I kind of threw myself into that whole world, into that, you know, being the wife that God has called and the mother. I started having children, and, you know, I was always there for him because his life was pretty busy. And so it was just enough to keep up with him and everything that that entailed. So then when my marriage started to fall apart and my life started to change a bit, it was almost like my eyes became open a bit. Not that they were closed, you know, because God had called me for such a time as that, to be that wife, to be that mother. But then when my life started to take a turn, I thought to myself, you know what? There's a future for me. There's more for me. I've got to get back to what God has originally called me to do. I've got to get back to my purpose in life, the purpose why I'm here, why I was born. And that was to sing and minister, to minister, to have an outreach, to reach the people. And so the words just started to, God just threw the words down from heaven. It started to come to me at that time. And I just grabbed my pen and I just started to write, you know, that, okay, you know, you've been living in pretty much la-la land, you know, the whole thing, private jets and, you know, everything, football games and Super Bowls and everything, you know, but God has need of you. And so, and not that it had to come by way of a divorce. I'm not saying that. I'm not advocating divorce at all. But I'm just saying God tapped me and just said, I have need of you. You know, I need you to get back at what I've called you to do. So you got to get your feet back on the floor, you know, and you got to find your tomorrows. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you the door. I'm going to open it, and I want you to run through it. And I've been running ever since.
Well, what a story and what a song. Let's take a moment now to listen to Margaret Bell and her latest single called Gotta Keep Moving, and then we'll be right back after that with more here on Babby's House on the Radio.
That's where it should be. I know I
Margaret Bell, thank you for being my very special guest today, and thank you for blazing a trail in some unknown territory for us in the 80s. You continue to blaze a trail because you send out the message that you're not going to quit, that you're going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You're going to look for the door that God has opened. And, you know, that takes a lot of faith. And what I love about you is that you're saying, listen, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to evolve. I'm going to take the path that God has given me, because God's path is always the best path. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, and I can see him doing that in your life. So tell us, what are you doing these days?
Well, Bobby, I've opened up my vocal studio. It's Margaret Bell Vocal Studio, and I am teaching voice. Right now, because of the pandemic, I'm teaching virtual. But before that, it was actually one-on-one. And after the pandemic, that things go back to normal real quick, I'll open up my studio again for one-on-one. But right now, I mean, it's been a blessing. It has been a blessing. Because as you know, we're not really going out and singing and performing and gigging or what have you. And actually, I was getting ready to get a secular job. I'm thinking, okay, Margaret, well, here we go. We're going to roll our sleeves up and we're going to do something to maintain, you know, while the country or the world goes through what we're going through. And God spoke to me so gently and so sweetly and said, I've given you everything that you need to be able to maintain through this time. Use it.
Yes. The answer is in your hand.
That's right. And he dropped that in my spirit. And you know what, Bobby? I love him because that's what he does. You know, and we didn't even get a chance to talk about my whole time in Marrakesh, Morocco, because, you know, I had moved there right after my divorce. And that's when I started to sing jazz. And that's a whole story in itself. And I know we don't have time for it. But just with the experiences that I gained and that I learned from living abroad, singing jazz, I was there singing for the king. You know, all of that just kind of brought me full circle back around to where I am now, you know, to where I am now. And I could hear the Spirit of the Lord just saying, you know, I've given you everything. I'm yet placing different gifts and callings and talents in you. I need you to draw from the pool. I need you to draw from what I've deposited in you.
This is what I love about your story is that, and I said in the beginning of our interview, is that you cannot be put in a box. None of us can be put in a box because God is bigger than that. God is bigger than the box. Sometimes we even put God in the box, but God is bigger than that. That's why I love Ephesians 3:20. And I did want to ask you this question, and so thank you for reminding me about, you know, the fact that your career has taken you all over the world onto different stages, on the Broadway stage, on the jazz tour to other countries. And I can see how God has used you. You know, sometimes people will say, well, you're saved. You come from the Church of God in Christ, so you can't sing jazz music. You can't sing jazz music because saved people don't do that. But see, God has people everywhere. How can we reach people in that who love that genre if we don't go there? And so you've toured in that genre, but you're still able to shine your light for the Lord because people would approach you and ask you certain questions about your life and your career. Can you just maybe share a little bit about that?
You know what? That's so true. I mean, I had an incident that happened to me in Marrakesh, Morocco, which is actually, as we know, it's a Muslim nation. And so here I am singing at the King's Palace, and it was a little boutique hotel, so to speak, and the who's who would come in or what have you. And I never will forget, here I am singing jazz. And that's a story in itself, because I had never sang jazz before, but that's for another interview, because that's going to take a minute. But I'm here, and I'm singing, and they started requesting songs like, Oh Happy Day. And I told them, I said, okay, and this was pretty much the workers there. And they said, Margaret, would you please sing Oh Happy Day? And I said to them, I said, well, now, you know, I do sing about Jesus. This song is about Jesus. And they were like, yes, 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 we know. Please, just sing it. Babby, I was over there in this Muslim nation singing, Oh, Happy Day. I was singing His Eye Is on the Sparrow. It was just amazing. It got to a place where basically they would tell me, Margaret, there is something about you. Wherever you go, there's a bright light that shines around your head. And Bobby, that thing went so deep, because what that said to me was this. I said, God, you have me in this Muslim nation. It's something that I'm not aware of. I'm not familiar with it or what have you. And your light is yet shining through me. So in other words, the people were seeing you. And I told them, I said, that's Jesus. I told them, I said, that's not me you see. I said, that's Jesus that you see. And so, and I'm telling you, I was so humbled, because basically that's what it's supposed to be about. Isn't that what it's supposed to be about? It's supposed to be not.
That is what it's supposed to be about.
It's see Jesus in me, see Jesus through
me. That's right.
And so that.
This is why I love Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. It says, let your light so shine. You know, we used to sing that old song in the Sunday school, ain't going to make it shine, just going to let it shine. And you didn't have to make that happen. It just happened, and you just walked into it, and it just happened so organically and so beautifully because that's what you do. That is who you are. The light of Christ is what you emit, because that's who lives on the inside of you. So you didn't have to make that light shine. You just let it shine. You just did.
Amen.
You just did what came naturally because you love the Lord, and people were able to see. So obviously, his light shining so beautifully in you. Well, I want you to tell us how we can find you, how we can connect with you, and find your music. Can you let us know more about that?
You know, you can find my music actually on iTunes. You can definitely find it on iTunes. That's about it, Bebby. I think that's the only place that it's located right
now. And how can we connect with you on social media or,
absolutely.
You know,
on Instagram, my handle, as they say, like the young people, my handle is Margaret B. Sings. You can find me there on Instagram. On Facebook, it's just Margaret Bell.
Very good. Well, I am so blessed that you've taken time out of your busy day, Margaret, to just sit down and chat with us and let us know what you've been up to these past few years and share a little bit of your story. Oh. And we just wish and pray for the best that God has to offer you.
Well,
we know that your future is bright. There is no expiration date on God's plan for our lives. So it doesn't matter where you are, where you've been, how old you are, or how young you are, listener. God has a plan and a purpose for your life until you breathe your last, and then you get to graduate to heaven with honors. So you never lose when you walk with Jesus. So, Margaret, once again, thank you for being my guest, all right?
Thank you so much for having me, Babby.
Absolutely. And to you, dear listener, thank you for joining us here on Babby's House on the Radio. Will you do me a favor and visit my official website at babby.com? And there you will find all of my books and music and all kinds of resources to avail yourself to. Thank you for listening to Babby's House on the Radio here at Babby Mason Radio. And spread the word, share the links and stories, and we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us in all of those. You can go to the website and just click on the social media links that are right here on the website. Well, the Lord bless you all. Thank you again for joining us here on Babby's House. And until the next time we get together around this mic to talk about the good things that the Lord has done, may the Lord God bless you and yours real good. Bye-bye for now.